Welcome to the podcast, Old Friends and New, put on by the Christchurch Ladies Fellowship here in Moscow, Idaho for the Bible Reading Challenge. My name is Catherine Church, and I am filling in today for Christine Lamaro, Mrs. L, as I know her, as she used to be my boss when I worked at the church office. So it's a privilege to be able to fill in for her. I've been doing the Bible Reading Challenge since it started, and it's been an absolute joy to see so many people reading and to be on the page as so many people, see them in the Facebook group encouraging one another and sharing passages with one another. I had a friend text me yesterday, Hebrews 4 heart emoji, and it's just such a great reminder and encouragement to continue reading, to continue being fed by the Word. We are currently reading Leviticus and Hebrews, and to talk about that, we have Kate Myers. Kate was on just a couple weeks ago, so a quick reintroduction. She and her husband moved up to Moscow a couple years ago for NSA and have three little kids at home. We also have Lydia Ingerbretson. I've known Lydia for a long time. She has lived in Moscow for 21 years, and she and her husband, Ian, have one little boy and another little boy on the way. So fun and exciting things ahead for them. And finally, we have Kate Sumter. Kate has been married to her husband, Jesse, for 11 years. They have one little girl and are currently on an adoption list for another child. And she does part-time wedding planning from home while homeschooling. So we've got these three ladies to chat with us today about the Bible Reading Challenge.
Good morning. This is the Bible Reading Challenge Facebook Live. I'm Kate Myers.
I'm Lydia Ingerbretson.
And I'm Kate Sumter.
So, we are at my home today, and it's a little lively, but we were really enjoying reading Hebrews today, and what a day.
Are there four kids in here right now?
There's
four?
Six kids? Five.
Five kids.
So, we're going to start with Hebrews. Hebrews, as Rachel put it, is the bone broth of the gospel. So when you're reading the Old Testament and you're in Leviticus and you're trying to wallow through all of the sacrifices and the blood and the men eating the meat so that they can... they're eating the sacrifices for the sin of the people... As we're reading it alongside Hebrews, and we think of, you know, we have a high priest who has sacrificed himself for us, so we no longer have to do that. We are known. We are known in our sin, and we are known in our weakness.
But also, I was noticing in Leviticus how much the priests had to sacrifice for themselves. They were like confessing their own sins and having to come in and be cleansed and purified. And there were so many rules, like you can't leave the tabernacle, you can't leave the doorway at different times because that would make them unclean and they would be able to serve the people. Mm-hmm. So now we have a high priest who is pure, who doesn't have any of these rituals to do for himself. He just brings us in. He brings us right in immediately.
Yep. Yes. And I love the verse in Hebrews where he was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. And so we do have a high priest we can sympathize with. And it's just so wonderful in Hebrews to have that, to read that, and it's just refreshing.
But, yep.
Yeah.
Today was also the story where
Nadab and Abihu.
Yes, that was just, it's a real short piece. It's like half of the chapter or something in one section, but it's a big part of rebelling against God's law. He gives us real specific commandments about, here's how you build a temple, here's what color you need, here's all these different things you need to do, here's how you sacrifice, and they didn't obey God's specific laws, which are so straightforward, and that was a clear act of rebellion.
Yeah, we were talking about it last night, and it's like they're in the tent of meeting, they're in the holy place, they're burning strange fire, they're drunk, just from what we can gather, another place. And then they die.
There was another spot where I was looking at. Oh, sorry, but this is going to change the subject a little bit. But I was noticing that right after the priests are sanctified, God comes and speaks to them from out of the tabernacle. Mm-hmm. And at the end of Exodus, God speaking to Moses, or maybe in Leviticus. Hold on, let me look at it real fast. Oh, it's the very first sentence in Leviticus. God comes and speaks to Moses and spoke to him from the tabernacle of meeting. And so they're not even in it yet.
No.
So there's been, they've come out of Egypt, they went up on Sinai, God gives them the Ten Commandments, they fall at the golden calf, then they're told to give the tabernacle and they're not brought in yet. And so they go through all of these rituals, consecrating the priests, and as they're being brought into the Lord, Nadab and Abihu wreck it all again. They're rebelling again, and yet God calls them in and says, I walk through the process again of healing that, and then God is inside, and he calls them into the tabernacle all the way. Yeah. So I love that part. It was like, no, this is the job. You confess, you get forgiveness, and you do come in.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So should we talk about how it's hard to read the Old Testament?
Yes.
Especially Leviticus. And Numbers. But, do you have any tricks for it, or you said you had with your six-year-old?
Well, for me, just plowing through has been good. This Bible reading challenge, doing a large chunk, has been helpful. I like Leviticus. I actually find it easier than Exodus, the second half. Thank you. We got an extra soundtrack happening, so we'll tone that down. But I think Leviticus is interesting in what's happening around the tabernacle, so I enjoyed that one. But what we do with our family is my husband and I read separately, usually in the mornings. As the day is getting going, he's usually up and out before me, and then so we do it separately. But at night, we often read like one chapter around the dinner table. It's just our family devotions, and he just picks kind of randomly, like, oh, let's do Hebrews 3 from today.
Yeah.
And my daughter, this is her Bible. She has a little ribbon that goes around it. Let's see if I can show you here. And
yeah, stick it in the middle.
Stick it in the middle. And
do you want to jump in the other seat? And
sure. Okay.
Okay.
I'll scoot over.
I was like, you jump.
So this is my daughter's Bible with a ribbon, and it's getting really used. It's kind of coming apart with a pocket there. And but we let her write in it. So she has her name, she's written in the top, and then let's see if we can find. Right in here we let her use a highlighter. And so she's been highlighting, these are words she's circled. She circled and or sometimes she'll find God or Jesus. She's a really early reader. She's six. She's in first grade. So this has been kind of really fun for her to get to do with us, encouraging to sit and listen as we're listening to Leviticus or Numbers or, you know, something from the Old Testament that she's not really comprehending. Mm-hmm. But she's sitting with us, enjoying it, and we know that God is working using these things.
Yeah.
So, anyways, really what do you guys... What do you guys do for your reading room? What do you do?
I usually just listen to it, but I tend to get distracted or stop, you know, just stop paying attention while I listen to it. So either I re-listen to it or go back and read certain chapters that I forget or something. So, but yeah, it's, I just try and listen to it, try to keep up, but. Yeah.
I do the audio, especially if I'm folding laundry.
Yeah, laundry.
I'm working, and I can actually let my mind listen without doing something
else. Yes, or dishes.
That's or, with banging.
Yeah. I don't know if with banging. Someone must.
Yeah.
But, let's
Becky
see.
Becky Pliego had a really good tip for listening to the audio and reading your Bible at the same time, and I really like that. Sometimes I'll do that if, for example, if I need to get caught up. So if I fall behind... This last week was really that way, where I could get four chapters in.
Nice.
But I couldn't accomplish all six, so I had most of the days crossed off with a little, like, don't forget to go back and do these, and I kept jumping
chapters.
In onto the day. And so I was like, I have to plow. I really need to go back. So I turned on audio and opened my Bible, and I set my audio to, like, times two, so it was really fast.
Yeah.
And I was reading, and I did great. I got it done quickly. It took me, like, half an hour or maybe 40 minutes. One morning. So
yeah, there are two different types of people. Some people just can't fall behind and have to go back. But I just jump in because I'm just like, I can't go back.
Yeah.
You know,
and, if you can catch
but,
up, fine.
If you can
but
catch
don't
up,
have
but
to.
Just jump right back in, get in with where we're at, and you'll be right with us. So
yeah.
I think, let's see how much time we have. I think we're good.
I think so. Good. Yeah, we lost Kate, but
yeah.
The other Kate.
The other Kate.
She's been busy, but thank you guys so much for reading with us. We're so glad you're with us. And we've been praying for everybody. The moderators do that. We watch and pray for all the work that God is doing in your lives.
Yes. So. And yeah, just thanks for dealing with us, the chaos as well.
Thank you for joining us today on Old Friends and New, a podcast brought to you by the Christ Church Ladies Fellowship in Moscow, Idaho. Here's to a week of great Bible reading. Until we meet again.